Thank you for calling the Medicare offices of National Government Services. For quality purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. Effective May 1st, CSRs will only be able to discuss specific information on authenticated provider information entered. If you have multiple PTANs and MPIs, you will need to call back and authenticate for each one. CSRs are limited to 3 inquiries per call, per PTAN and MPI. For general inquiries, the CSRs are still limited to 3 inquiries per call. National Government Services has seen an increase in CERT errors for missing documentation. CERT request letters are sent to the correspondence addresses on file with Medicare. Confirm all addresses are current in enrollment records and respond promptly to avoid Medicare payment recoupment. For instructions on how to review your enrollment information in Pecos, visit ngsmedicare.com. Please stay on the line after the call to take a brief survey. If you are calling regarding patient eligibility, claim status, or appeal status, please hang up and visit ngsmedicare.com for additional information regarding CMS-mandated self-service options. Callers with questions regarding NGS Connect setup, administration, or technical issues, press 2 now. For all other inquiries, press 3 now, or remain on the line. You will be connected to a CSR after successfully authenticating with your PTAN, NPI, and last 5 digits of your TIN. Please note, CSRs will not be able to provide you with eligibility, claim status, or appeal status information.
Thanks for calling Medicare. In which states were services rendered in? New York, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, or Vermont?
Massachusetts.
Sorry, I didn't understand you. Please tell me in which state services were rendered. You may say the state or press the number on your keypad. For New York, press 1. For Connecticut, press 2. For Maine, press 3. For Massachusetts, press 4. For New Hampshire, okay, what is your 10-digit MPI? Please press pound key when you finish. And what is your provider transaction access number or PTAN? Please press pound key when you finish.
S10018554.
Sorry, I didn't understand you. Please speak or enter your PTAN now. For more information, say help.
Sierra 10018554.
Sorry, I didn't understand you. Please speak or enter your PTAN now. For more information, say help.
Help.
You have failed to authenticate. If you have a provider or beneficiary specific inquiry, please hang up and try again. Our customer service representative will not be able to assist an unauthenticated caller with provider or beneficiary specific inquiry. If you have a general Medicare question, please stay on the line.
Please remain on the line after our representative disconnects to give feedback on your experience with this call.
Press 1 for general inquiries. Press 2 for RSNAT prior authorization inquiries. Press 3 for OTC COVID-19 death inquiries.
In order to better serve you, please have all your information ready to discuss.
Thank you for calling Medicare. My name is Bobby. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, I'm Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, with last name initial C. I'm calling from Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care.
Ms. Janice, your information has not authenticated. What is your PTAN number, please?
That would be Sierra 10018554. Yes, Janice.
Miss Janice?
Uh-huh.
The information was not authenticated. So,
yeah.
For clarification, what information are you looking for today?
I'm looking to get some information for a claim that is billed from our end.
And when you're entering your PTA number, how are you entering the letter X?
I could not enter, that is why I said Sierra 100, and probably it couldn't capture.
So what you're going to do is go back through the system, you're going to mute your phone, you're going to go ahead and enter information for star 74. The S is on keypad 7, and it's the fourth character. So what we're looking at is you will go ahead and give information, and then you'll go ahead and enter that as star 74 for your letter S. Once you're authenticated, then I can help you, ma'am.
Okay, understood. We'll do that. Perfect.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, let me just authenticate the details and then come back.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I'll turn you to the survey.
Considering all services provided, overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you with us, with 1 being extremely dissatisfied and 5 being extremely satisfied?